Fox Sports Knoxville is proud to present the show that the fans deserve.
I'd consider myself a realist, all right, but in philosophical terms, I'm what's called a pessimist.
The show that the city needs.
This town deserves a better class of sports radio. And we're going to give it to them.
This is Talk Sports with John Reed and Cody McClure.
Leave one wolf alive and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves, coming at you live from the Fan Run Studios. John Reed, Cody McClure, Cam Black. For the next 3 hours, we will talk sports and other things. How are we today? Two thumbs up from Cameron. Wow, must be having a great day. Cody.
Oh, doing okay, John. Good to be here. Good to be anywhere. Good afternoon to you. Hope you're well.
I'm okay.
You're well.
I'm solid.
Not feeling sick at all.
No. Feel fine.
That's good. It's good to hear.
So far, we are asymptomatic.
Good. Grand. Great.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
It's good, grand, wonderful, I think, ain't it?
Is it? Good. Grand. Wonderful. Good. Great.
Good, great, grand, wonderful, I think is how it goes.
Good, great, grand. Is it? Yeah, we're going to have to look it up here. Good, great.
Good, grand. Great, grand, wonderful. No yelling on the bus.
I think that's how it goes.
Good, great, grand, wonderful. Yeah.
Is that
correct?
Okay.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, you forgot the wonderful at the end. I feel like that's the big. I feel like that's maybe the most important part.
Well, the YouTube videos just say good, great, grand. One of them does.
Oh, really?
I think he says wonderful, though.
Okay.
Good, great, grand. Yeah.
Half the audience has no idea what we're talking
about. No, they do. I feel like half our audience has seen Billy Madison.
Well, wouldn't that mean half haven't?
Well, no, I mean at least half. I should have said more than half.
I would hope that half of them have.
I would put the percentage at least 75%. I would say 3/4 of our audience.
You think 3/4 of everyone listening to this has seen Billy Madison?
Yes. If you haven't seen Billy Madison, please tweet me or call Cam. We won't put you on the air and shame you, and we don't take callers. But call Cam and let him know. Because I'm running a poll, and if no one calls or tweets in saying they haven't seen it, I am going to assume 100% of our audience has seen it.
Hello, my name is Steve, and I've never seen Billy Madison.
No, Steve has watched Billy Madison. Now, he thought it was a little silly.
Hi there, my name's Tiffany, and I've never seen Billy Madison.
Tiffany, you kind of sounded like Steve.
So far, nothing's rolling in, so we're betting 100% right now. Batting 100% on
are
this.
Are we just counting down from 100%?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 So if one person says they haven't seen Billy Madison, then we go like 96%. Well, I would just keep counting
down. That would imply that our audience only has, what, 20 people in it? 25 people in it?
Yeah. You never know. I don't know how many people are in it. Could be 100, could be 1,000. How many people are actively listening right now, you think?
10,000.
Between radio, streaming, app, web browser.
I guess there's no podcast plays in there. I still feel good about the 8 to 10,000.
You think there's 8 to 10,000 people listening to this right now?
Yeah, yeah.
That seems like
that's
a
what
huge
the ratings
number.
Say. That's what the ratings say.
That's a massive number.
I think at any given time we are expected to have that audience.
I just got a lot of pressure on me.
Feeling pretty nervous?
Feeling really nervous now.
Yeah.
I never thought that there were that many.
Yeah. Hopefully you can overcome it.
What if I offend someone with something I say?
Nothing's happened yet. I mean, we've gotten some angry tweets.
I just offended all women named Tiffany.
You said all women named Tiffany sound
like
Steve.
All I said is that you all sound like this.
I know a couple of Tiffany's. They don't sound like that, but I do know one Tiffany. I do know one Tiffany that sounds like that.
Now, there you go. How do Tiffany sound?
Just depends on who they are as women. I'm not going to give them a normal voice.
Hi, I'm Tiffany.
Kind of like that.
Some of them.
Name's Tiff.
What's up, Big Tiff?
Big Tiff. So anyway, hope you're all right today.
Solid Monday?
It was a Monday, you know.
I like Mondays.
Yeah, I know. I don't.
I'm trying to think what I did yesterday. Did I do anything? Did I watch anything? Anything special? Rained a lot.
I just thought of what I did.
Was it good?
Do you want to go first?
I don't really have anything. I just watched TV.
I watched more baseball, more old baseball games.
Oh, yeah?
I watched the 2011 Cardinals-Rangers Game 6.
Okay. That was a fun game. I remember being at the Tin Roof on the Strip.
Yep.
R.I.P. Tin Roof on the Strip.
R.I.P.
On a random, like, Tuesday or Wednesday night, and I had a great time.
Sunday,
I bet on the Cardinals that game, so I was happy with the comeback. Not going to lie, they had us in the first half, but the Cardinals came back, and that was a fun game. And yeah. I remember watching Game 7, I believe, at a concert in Atlanta.
You watched the game at a concert?
Yeah.
How do you pull that off?
Was it Kanye? We had a suite. Yeah, we had a suite.
It was Kanye?
It was Kanye, I believe. Oh, nice. I believe it was Kanye and Jay-Z. I believe it was the Watch the Throne
tour. Give me one on the music quiz Friday, Cam.
I believe it was the Kanye, Jay-Z, Watch the Throne tour is what I believe I was on.
Incredible tour.
It was like the first or second show, though, so Jay-Z is a little rusty. And like they still had some audio issues to work out, but I remember we had it on in the Mayfield suite. Shout out to Mayfields. Being from Athens, I told you, I got to use that suite.
Yeah,
I had a
big ice cream guy.
My friend's dad was like the guy who was giving out tickets, so usually if they didn't want them, we got to he would take us down there. So got to go watch that. That was cool.
Yeah, that does seem like a good time.
So you watched the old baseball, which?
Yeah, the last 2 days I watched the 04 Red Sox Sunday, and yesterday I watched David Freese with the double that tied it. And then
it was a Lance Berkman single that won it.
David Freese won it too. Okay. Home run, just knocked it center field, just knocked it out of the park.
Okay, and extras, I guess.
Yeah. So in the 10th, the Rangers had a chance to win it again.
They got up like two runs again, right?
And Berkman was the one that saved the cards there.
So Berkman was the one that saved that one, and then Freese won in the 11th.
And then in the 11th, yeah, game tied, bottom of the 11th, Freese
lead off batter, right? I believe he was the first batter of the inning. I think, right?
Yeah,
just came in.
Just drilled it.
Yeah.
And he's a hometown kid, too. David Freese from St. Louis.
Yeah. Pretty cool moment.
Pretty cool. Pretty
So you're hitting
moment.
The classics. You had watched that one, though, right? Because you're a Cardinals fan. You'd watch that one.
Well,
I'm not
a Cardinals fan.
You'd missed 04, maybe. Well, you were at the time.
Yeah. My friends were Cardinals fans. But, yeah, the MLB Network's got some good stuff on right now. They're just showing classic games.
Not a lot of optimism coming out of Major League Baseball right now. You had, I want to say, your first big name. You know the name Ryan Zimmerman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cam, you ever heard of Ryan Zimmerman? You know Ryan Zimmerman? So, I mean, that's a pretty big name. He is the first pretty big name to say, I'm not playing in this season. I'm not playing. You had Mike Leake yesterday, a pitcher. I mean, I know him because he used to be a Reds guy, but he's not really big on the radar anymore. Ian Desmond was hot for a little bit. He also said he's sitting out. He had a pretty scathing reason, too. Like, he wrote a whole thing. It was just like, basically like, I'm not supporting the sport right now who has homophobic and racial jokes in the clubhouse, who have been locked in a labor dispute, who don't really care about the players, blah, blah, blah. And went on to say, I'm going to stay at home and take care of my family and run my little league season and help my kids and help the community. He says, I'm not going out and risking myself for a sport that is, he called it corrupt, basically. Talked about the cheating in it, too, from the Astros and Red Sox and Yankees. He didn't mention those teams by name, but just talked about cheating. And was like, I'm not playing. I'm good. Ian Desmond, do you know that name?
Yeah.
You do know that name? Okay. So, I mean, sure. I wouldn't call him a big name, but he's someone
I don't really know that name.
Okay. I was going to say he's someone who has been relevant.
I know he's an outfielder for the Rockies.
Okay. He used to be, I believe, a second baseman or shortstop for the Nationals for a while. So, I guess he's in the outfield now with the Rockies. But he's sitting out, and you had some quotes from ESPN's Buster Olney that raised my eyebrows, what little eyebrows I have. He had said he gives it only a 5% chance that the season is played as currently planned.
Well, I thought they had it all worked out.
I think he's just saying now with the Rona.
Oh, my God.
That more players are becoming resistant to it, and that he says he's not the authority, obviously, but he is baseball's one of their more highly publicized writers.
Yeah, here we go again with the Rona.
And he said 5% the season is played as planned. I mean, I think the as planned is an important caveat there in terms of starting on what was the date they came out with yesterday? I believe it was the 25th, I think, was the first day. The Nationals-Yankees was supposed to get the season started. Did you see that news?
July 25th?
Yeah, I want to say that was the opening day, with the full opening day being the 27th. I think they were letting some teams get an early start.
So are we thinking that may get pushed back now?
July 23rd, I guess, is actually the day. They're letting them get started on the 23rd, according to some reports. You'll get Garrett Cole versus Max Scherzer if it happens. And, you know, that's two of your big aces pitching. Yankees, Nationals could be a World Series preview, or at least the team that won the World Series last year starting off defending against the World Series favorite this year. And Buster Olney says 5% chance this all goes off as planned. Now, you know, you can still get your 60 games in. You can still do something, but he's saying there's going to be disruptions. Because now you're starting to look, and you see it in the NBA, man. That there's a lot of news coming through on the NBA, too. You had two more Brooklyn Nets test positive. DeAndre Jordan, Spencer Dinwiddie. DeAndre Jordan went ahead and said, hey, I'm not going back. I'm good. I'm not going back to the bubble. Spencer Dinwiddie says he'll let us know. He is undecided. He wants to wear his jersey. We haven't talked about it. They're going to let players wear phrases on their jerseys. Did you see that news?
Like they're going to be able to make statements?
Yes.
Politically?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. And Spencer Dinwiddie was going to be a trillion because his jersey number is 26, and he says the United States is $26 trillion in debt, and that's a big part of our problem. So he was going to go financially rock the $26
trillion. Why are we doing this?
They're letting the players feel like they're making a statement. You know, if they want to put Black Lives Matter on the back, if they want to put Justice for George or, you know, anything they want to put on their jerseys, they're allowing them. I don't know if they'll let John Morant do what was photoshopped on his, though. He had to come out and kind of issue an apology. Did you see his mix-up? John Morant wears the jersey number 12. And, you know, that's a common slang for the police. And
12 is?
Yeah.
I thought it was like 5-0.
That too, but the 12.
Yeah. Never heard that one.
I mean, right, because I mean, I think it stems from there's 12 people usually on a jury. Is that right? I think that's kind of where that started. So, like, you know, if you get arrested, you go to court, you get judged by 12. So, like, I think that's just kind of where. Is that where that origin from?
No, apparently it comes from the police radio code 1012, which means that visitors are present in an area where police are going. Because, like,
So the police are headed to an area and there's 12?
Yeah, yes. Okay. And, like, I've always known that as, like, if you see police coming, you say 12 to let people know to get out of there.
I thought you gave the bird call. I thought you... Woohoo! isn't that what Outkast said? Or was it Goody Mob that said that?
You can do that, too. But, like, yeah, if you're talking about 12...
Baby and Birdman, maybe that's just if you're out there dealing drugs. I don't know.
Yeah, but, no, yeah, 12 is like, oh, crap, the police are coming. Okay. We need to get out of here.
My friends always just said it in Spanish, like Ben Stiller from Anchorman. Policia!
Fair enough.
Yeah, so they weren't Spanish-speaking, typically.
Well, 12 is a slang for the police, and people had photoshopped the F-word on his jersey, and he was like, for real, though, eyeball emoji. He was acting like he wanted to do it, and then he had to issue an apology.
Yeah.
So they're not going to let them put like, anything they want on their jersey. But Spencer Dinwiddie was going
They're going to allow the freedom of expression, but not completely.
No vulgarity, I guess. You got to be FCC approved.
No profanities.
But maybe not even FCC approved. You might have to not be hateful and divisive, they might say.
What if a player wants to support the president? Will they be allowed to do that?
You know, that was another popular joke. Gordon Hayward rocking the All Lives Matter jersey for the Celtics. That would be a hot seller.
Are they going to represent both sides? I mean, are they going to be able to go?
You would think they would, but I just don't think it would go over well in the league. Like, I mean, if you were brave enough to do it, I would imagine they would have to let you, but you would probably be ostracized from your team.
Yeah, your locker room would not like that.
Unless it was Kawhi Leonard. Maybe he could get away with it.
Yeah.
Are we just going to have guys out here that just have on like Biden jerseys?
Like Biden 2020? Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know what.
This seems really weird.
Maybe they'll only give them a certain list of approved things. I don't know what the rules are, but you had Spencer Dinwiddie and DeAndre Jordan test positive, so the Nets are down two more players. And then right before we came on the air, the Denver Nuggets had positive tests for the Rona with the group that was getting set to travel to Orlando. So now they're having to close the team facility for a couple days and figure it out and do some testing and see who is good to go. So I say all that to say that as we get closer to sports, you realize, hey, we're 3-4 weeks away. I mean, we're 24 days away from baseball, 28, 29 days away from basketball being official. I mean, they're a week or two away from going to training camp and summer camp and going down to Orlando. It's starting to get real as at a time when the numbers are starting to get muddled again. So just something to keep an eye on. Cam, you got something to say?
I think we'll find out a lot, too, because MLS is going to kick off right before these other sports.
Okay.
I think they start the 17th or somewhere in there. So we'll kind of see how this stuff plays out, especially, you know, in comparison with the NBA, since they'll also be in Orlando in kind of like a bubble-type environment. So we'll see if they have any hitches in their, like, first week, and that should probably tell us a lot, you would think.
We'll keep an eye on this. I'm sure we'll have some more Rona news. We got the Ivy League in football trying to come up with some interesting ideas. They're trying to come up with alternatives as we continue our march towards hopefully having sports back, at least the big sports. No offense to golf, UFC, and NASCAR, but the big sports. We'll continue diving into that next. We'll talk about the Ivy League's plan. Stick with us. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
Volunteer State.
Have you seen what the Ivy League is kicking around right now as they get ready to try to gear up for football?
The Ivy League?
The Ivy League.
I've not seen anything with the Ivy League.
The Ivy League is preparing two options for football. Play only the 7 conference games in the fall, or cancel fall football and play the season in the spring. Seems as if they are not very optimistic that they're going to be able to play a full schedule. Do they usually play a full schedule? Like, what does Harvard usually play football-wise? How many teams are they, like, are they playing just a bunch of D2, D3 teams to get ready for the Ivy League season, or what?
Probably so. They probably play 10 or 12 games.
They do? Okay.
I mean, I would imagine they play,
it's just a FCS schedule, which I think is really similar to, like, you know, Division I, just...
Looks like they play... Holy Cross isn't Ivy League, right? Holy Cross.
No.
Yeah. Holy Cross. They play Holy Cross, Georgetown.
Cornell.
They go to Lafayette or Lafayette. And I think that's it other than Ivy League teams. So you're right. They play 10 games. Yeah. So they're looking at canceling the Georgetown game, canceling the Holy Cross game, and canceling the trip to Lafayette and just playing the 7 conference games or trying to get it squeezed in the spring. But to me, unless you get those other teams on board, you would then just be playing a conference schedule in the spring, right? Or maybe you grab a couple other games if other teams, other small conferences across the country move back to the spring as well. Maybe you get a full season in that way. Are we back to that?
I mean, it kind of seems that way.
Cam, are we back to that?
It's unfortunate.
Just looking and thinking about, like, contingency plans and realizing that the idea of a full season is maybe up in the air right now. Like, forget fans, because that seems a lot less likely than it did a month ago. And it didn't seem that likely a month ago. Are we at the point now where if we play 12 games, it's a shock or a surprise at least?
I'd say pleasant surprise. Like, I wouldn't say it would shock me at all, but it would be... It'd be nice to have, but yeah, the way it's trending, it's like the spring stuff. I think you have to keep that in the back of your mind just in case, because we don't know how this is going to end up playing out. Like, if something pops off and there's a huge uptick in cases on the team or something, and you have to cancel like a season midway, like that would, you know, we'd have to have a whole new game plan then. So I think they're just trying to cover all the angles and, you know, just have a plan in case something happens. Because I mean, if you're not prepared, this could really mess up.
Well, sure. But, I mean, coming out openly talking about those plans makes it seem like there's not a lot of optimism surrounding this as we are getting set for that, because, you know, that was the conversation in March and early April, right? We'd come in here and we'd say, would you rather play a conference schedule only or move to the spring and have the full schedule? And then we're like, oh, that's not the concern anymore. Full season in the fall, let's ride. Can we get fans? Can we get 100% of fans? We'll settle for 50% if we have to. And now we're back at the point where everything just seems like it's in a real holding pattern. I mean, because, again, we kind of mentioned it yesterday, but all of the reports were we need an answer by the middle of June. And here we are, the last day of June. And we still have a lot more questions than we have answers at this point. Wouldn't you agree, Cody?
I would say so. And it just seems to change every day, as it has the whole time. It changes every day.
Where are you at right now?
In terms of what?
Just in terms of, I mean, do you feel like we're at the point where we're starting to look and say, hey, conference schedule only might be an option? Spring season, are we back opening that door? Because it seems, I mean, for the Ivy League, that's different, right? The Ivy League has less stakes when it comes to football. Like, their non-conference games have significantly less stakes. Like, Harvard versus Holy Cross ain't moving a needle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know how much Lafayette is paying them to come down and play that road game. I wouldn't imagine it's much.
Lafayette. I think that it's something that we got to consider as something that could definitely happen, because I think you'll see more alignment in the conferences. You know what I mean? I think that the SEC will be more likely to play by their rules. But, you know, you got to think about those out-of-conference games. Like, does Alabama-USC end up happening? Because I think it's a lot more likely that USC doesn't play football than Alabama doesn't.
Sure.
So when you think about it in those terms, you got different conferences. Do all SEC teams end up just playing like a couple of Sun Belt teams each, maybe? Like maybe the Sun Belt team, maybe they work something out with the SEC? Like maybe you see that, like conferences that'll work together.
Do we still feel like California's less likely to play? I mean, just because of...
I mean, they're shutting beaches down again.
Yeah, I mean, but so is...
For July 4th.
So is Florida and Texas, and both of those schools, or both of those states have schools in the SEC.
I feel like California's way more likely to not play.
Sure, I mean, you look at the politics there, and...
Yeah.
The liberal agenda or whatever, like, they're more liberal, so they might be...
Yeah.
More willing to say, hey, football is not as important as lives, whereas in the South, Republican and freedom, and you'll say, hey, let's go out here and play.
Let's play ball.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying they've already said, like, I mean, the schools in California are not even going to be having classes, some of those schools.
Really?
The Cal State schools. You remember that? We had it in the news.
That was a while ago, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure that's still a thing. Like, a lot of state universities are just not going to – I mean, they're not having classes at all
or just, like, online?
Or maybe online.
Okay.
But, you know, they're not going to have students on campus.
Well, I mean, Tennessee is still playing full speed, which I know some players – or I know some students that I talk to, which sounds a little weird, as a 30-year-old man talking to students, but the internet's a weird thing. They are concerned that UT is just going to get them all on campus – simply to get full money from them and then say, okay, we're going online only.
Yeah, that's what I've been saying all along.
Yeah, but I'm just saying the students feel that way too.
Sure they should.
That's going to have to pay full price, get them on campus, and then say, okay, guys, we have to do online only.
Yeah, it's a big money grab. I mean, that's exactly what they should be thinking, because that's what they're going to do.
Oh, absolutely. I've been telling everybody I can, like, hey, go do an online community college if you're going to do anything this fall, because I wouldn't trust it, all.
But the thing is, if you're...
the dorm money, all that kind of stuff. Like, once they get you on, even if they kick you off dorm, like you saw at the end of the semester, they still made they didn't give people money back for kicking them off campus.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to get that money.
They didn't refund anybody anything?
Yeah, not from what I saw.
Okay.
Maybe something changed, but yeah, from what I saw, they were really like trying to hold firm on that. So yeah, I would be very worried that they're going to try and take advantage of this situation a little bit.
The thing is, if you're already like in your major, though, you know,
you can't really go to the community college right at that point.
You're kind of screwed. Mm-hmm. You're kind of screwed if you're not just still taking the gen ed classes. So that's tough.
Foster writes in, what exactly would the point in having a conference-only schedule be? And, I mean, it would just be to crown a conference champion. And, I mean, those are the games Tennessee fans care the most about, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, even if it came down to it, I mean, Oklahoma versus South Carolina, you're going to care about Oklahoma on a national standpoint. But, like, if Tennessee was in the SEC race, like they're going to care more about the South Carolina game. You know what I mean? Just for standings purposes.
Yeah, I mean, that's
those games
more,
have more at stake.
That's more important, than, you know, in terms of your record and all that. So,
and then of course, you know, the Florida, Alabama, Georgia game, things like that. Like you care more about those. I mean, when we put up those polls of which game you'd rather win, Oklahoma came in fourth. So
it was, it should.
It would simply be to continue those games. And, you know, if you asked a good portion of Tennessee fans, if you would, you know, a lot of them probably only care about the SEC. You see that every time when it comes to bowl games and championships, right? SEC, 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 rooting for the SEC.
Do people still do that?
Not as much, but yeah, I mean.
People still have that conference pride thing.
I mean, yeah, people are rooting for LSU, and they could try to mask it off in hatred for Clemson, but it was still partly because of the SEC. And
well, I was rooting for LSU.
And LSU being a, quote-unquote, one of the good schools, I guess.
I was rooting for them.
Yeah.
But I think it was more so my hate for Dabo.
Right, but you liked Joe Burrow, too. You liked LSU. It wasn't. I mean, would you have rooted for Alabama over Clemson? Well, you did 2 years ago, so maybe that's a bad example. Yeah, I don't know. I guess you
really don't like Clemson, but I like I did like Joe Burrow. He was a fun guy to watch.
Yeah, but like I said, you rooted for Alabama too, so it's not really that different.
Would you have rooted for Georgia over Clemson?
No. That would have been. I was not rooting for Alabama either. That's one of those games I was just watching with an interest, you know. And whoever wins, it wins.
Yeah, sure.
That's how I watch every game, pretty much.
Sure. No reason to rehash all that. We have pictures, and we had a whole trial about it, and we know the truth. JD writes in saying this semester is going to give new meaning to the big orange screw. And look, I'm not going to say that it's just going to be Tennessee. Like, it's going to be every major campus across the South, across the country, that needs to squeeze every dollar that they can. I don't know if you saw today, but Michigan, they had Juwan Howard and Jim Harbaugh agree to a 10% pay cut for the fall semester. Basically, they're having to give back some money just because we're trying to cut costs. So, you know, the big orange screw is a thing.
Oh, yeah. They're whipping out that big orange hog right now as we speak.
But I'm sure every school has a similar saying and feels like the school is trying to take advantage of them at every turn, and it's going to happen across the entire country. And in this case, like, I'm not going to even say I blame them, because right now I'm sure they're sitting over there thinking, like, how do we survive? You know what I mean? Like, at this point, I don't even know if it's greed. I think it's just like we are really facing a financial crisis.
Are they?
I mean, I would imagine they are, right? I mean, you don't think Phil Fulmer and the chancellor and the president are sitting over there thinking, man, like, we are needing to squeeze every dollar from the students we can, because if we don't get football, we're screwed. And,
why
like, at this point,
give some of their salary up, you know?
I mean, they probably will.
Give some of their salary. I just haven't seen Tennessee do that yet. I mean, you've seen it from a lot of places.
I haven't either, and I don't even know if when Michigan did it. Cam, see if you can find.
Why don't you take half of Rick Barnes' money? He'd still be making $2.5 million.
See if you can find any ADs taking pay cuts as well. Like, I've seen the coaches do it, but I haven't seen the ADs doing it. I'm not saying they haven't. It's just usually not the headline. It's usually the coaches are the headline.
If I'm Philip Fulmer, I'm giving up my salary.
All of it?
Giving up every bit of my salary.
Hell, he probably makes more as an AD than he did for most of his coaching career, though.
He's made so much money, though.
Well, I'm just saying, like, when you look at the way the salaries have gone up.
The way they've
inflated,
yeah.
He's probably making more as the AD than he did for almost all of his years coaching.
Yeah, I mean, because even 2008 doesn't seem like that long ago, but the money they made back then wasn't even close
wasn't
to
Wasn't he like at $800,000? Wasn't it something like that? I feel like
for the end?
Yeah, I feel like it being a big deal, like, whenever it got to, like, $1 million. I feel like that was a big deal.
Yeah.
In the mid-2000s, like.
There's other, like, directors taking pay cuts.
Okay.
Like, if you Google it, you got stuff like Rutgers, Virginia, Colorado,
okay.
Oregon State.
So it's happening. I assumed it would, because you can't, as a boss, like, ask your high-paid employees to take a pay cut, and then you not be willing to do the same. Like, you kind of have to. You can't necessarily get away with that. But I'm just saying, like, you know, Tennessee makes $20 million, roughly, give or take, from ticket sales. And they make another $7, $8 million with donations built around those ticket sales, or at least $4 or $5 million based around those ticket sales. So, like, yeah, like, that's just dealing with the most likely scenario of football but no fans, or limited fans.
Well, it's not like they're hard up for money right now, you know? they got all their regular money in the spring.
Right now, and, sure. But
I mean, I guess they missed out on.
They didn't get the regular. They didn't get the. There were schools that would miss out on basketball money. I mean, from the tournament, the conference payouts and stuff like that. So like, they're missing a little money.
Yeah, but I mean, they're doing fine right now. But that's,
again, yes, now. But if it moves forward into the
well,
fall,
I mean, Tennessee's planning. Are they not planning on having fans in the stands? I mean,
well, that's what Fulmer said last week. But I mean, do you not agree that things have drastically changed over the last week?
They seem to be changing, but I don't know that we're really. I mean, I feel like in the SEC we're kind of full steam ahead still. I think they're planning to play football.
Oh yes. I mean, I think if you know, picking now, I'm still saying they're playing football, but I would not say that we'll have 100% of fans in the stands. I am back saying that's not going to happen.
I don't think that'll happen either. But
okay, well, I mean, that's going to affect the bottom line. That's going to affect millions of dollars.
What do you think? Enough is going to change in the next, I don't know, month or so that we're not going to. I don't know. I guess it just depends on what the virus does.
The deaths haven't spiked yet. And I think a lot of rational people say that's the most important thing. Although you have seen a growing sentiment from doctors and scientists who I've heard talking, saying that the idea of letting the virus just run through these players and it not being a big deal is ludicrous. One epidemiologist was asked, and he said, go ahead and print this. If you think that way, quote, bleep you. Saying that it's reckless just to say it's okay to let this virus run through these players. And then Moore pointing out, saying, look, we don't know for sure the side effects, but there have been cases where people have had reduced lung capacity coming out of this. And if you are an unpaid college student, if you're someone at Clemson, one of those 30 students with dreams of going to the NFL, if your lungs go from 100% of where they were at to 80%, that might be the difference between you being an elite athlete going to the NFL and you hoping the XFL fires back up. So I do think we're going to get to the labor, unpaid portion of this as well, and making those guys do different things than other regular students are going to have to do. I do think that's going to be back on the table. Maybe not, though. Maybe there's just going to be so much money that it doesn't matter, and these guys are going to look at the opportunity of trying to play their way into the NFL or the NBA or whatever, that they're going to be cool with it. I don't know, but I do think that I speak for a lot of people when I say that we have to be we're at least a little less optimistic about it, right?
I mean, you're less optimistic right now than you were a month ago, yeah.
Yeah, or even 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I mean, I think everyone, or most people, are probably in that boat.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're starting to – I mean, we knew this was going to happen, though. Like, you knew once players got back on campus, you were going to see positive tests.
Sure.
So, you know, sure. I mean, it's not like it's an unexpected thing that's going on.
Do we know it was going to be this bad, though? Clemson has 34, I mean, and LSU has 20, and
well, I mean,
you know, Tennessee hasn't had any bad cases. But, I mean, I think we thought that, you know, think back to Alabama and Oklahoma State. Weren't they the first two schools to kind of do this where, you know, Alabama had like five? Mm-hmm. And we're like, okay, that's not that bad. You can live with that. Like, I think we thought that would happen. But I don't think we're at the point where, you know,
it's 20 or 30.
Yeah, and schools are shutting back down and states are shutting back down. Like Arizona shut the state back down yesterday. So, like, the Arizona Wildcats are kind of in a holding pattern right now of, well, what do we send our athletes back to school? Because I think they've only had one positive test in their of the athletes they've tested. But they're still, like, having to wait to see if they can go back to campus.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they just need to decide whether they're going to play or not. I mean, because you're not going to be able to stop the positive tests. There's going to be more and more positive tests. You just got to decide, is it worth playing football or not? I don't know who decides that, but the powers that be need to just make that decision, because it's going to happen all through the year. There's going to be positive tests all through the year, and it's going to probably be more rampant than it is right now, to be honest, once you get everybody back in one place.
Yeah, I mean, once if they're going full-fledged with students on campus, that does seem like that's going to happen. And again, if you're in the boat of saying, hey, it doesn't matter, let it run through them, they'll be fine, they're young, like, you probably aren't deterred by that at all.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm kind of starting to lean that way myself. I mean, the thing is, they've gone out and gotten it, you know? Just like I probably went out and got it.
Quit saying that.
I'm just saying. It's been around for so long now. It's been around for so long now. I mean, a lot of people are going to be exposed to it. Lots and lots of people.
That doesn't, to me, make it more optimistic that we'll have fans and that we'll play, though. Just saying it's going to be around and just keep going back and forth instead of killing it. Like, that doesn't make me feel better. Like, I understand your mindset of saying, like, it's out there, you're going to get it, but that doesn't make me feel better about schools just saying, okay, well, let's go out here and let's do this. Well, when you think about, like,
Knoxville, you got to consider where the schools are and what they're...
Well, I agree with that, but do you not think Knoxville has... Do you not think the University of Tennessee has a responsibility to Knoxville?
To the rest of the city?
Yeah. Like, as
to what? Not expose the old people?
Yeah, and to be careful with this. I mean, do you not think... I mean, because, I mean, they do have a responsibility of making money. Like, we all acknowledge that. Like, there are a lot of businesses that are like, oh, we needed football to be here, and we need people to play.
Yeah, I mean, they got that responsibility to the local restaurants and hotels and business and everything.
Everything, yeah.
You know, so... That's the thing, you know. Do you side with the making sure your local economy doesn't collapse, or do you decide to protect a few people from dying?
I hate that we're having to have this discussion again.
Yeah, well, it's tough, but here we are. I mean, you just got to, I don't know. I think I'm at the point where, like, if you're willing to, you've got the information now. Everybody's got the information. And if you're scared to go out, I say you stay home, you know? And if you're not, you let healthy people continue to live.
Okay, but what about the players who maybe don't want to play but feel pressured to play?
Well,
is that not a part of the dynamic? I mean, because I get the idea of, like, hey, they want to go out to the...
Play or don't play, you know?
I get the idea of, like, hey, some of these guys want to go out to the club. Some of these guys want to go out and be college kids and drink and party. But, like, if you think back, you know, if you're thinking inside that locker room, like, if half the team probably doesn't feel comfortable playing, or 25% of the team doesn't feel comfortable playing, like, are they supposed to just quit and then look like quitters and sit out?
Because in
the pros, that's worked, but
I guess they got to make that decision.
Yeah.
You know, it's not an easy decision, but I guess they just got to make it.
So what happens if, like, 40% of Tennessee players are like, hey, we don't want to play?
Yeah, well, I guess
you can't run in with a 60% of a roster.
Yeah, well, then I guess we'll either be taking some walk-ons or we'll forfeit some games. I don't think that'll happen, though. I don't think you're going to have 40% of a team say they're not playing.
I don't either. But I don't know if – what do you think the percentage of the locker room is right now that feels comfortable playing?
I'd say the majority of it.
Sure, but I mean 51% is the majority.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know.
I do wonder, like, what – that mindset is right now for these athletes. Because we've seen it in the NBA. I mean, we've seen it in the NBA where you've had a lot of people saying, hey, we don't really feel comfortable about this. Some saying, hey, they're still going to go do it, but some saying, hey, we are not doing it. And others saying...
I mean, you could say the same thing about business owners. Like, maybe they don't really feel comfortable opening, but they got to make money, so they're going to open. You know, I mean...
Sure.
Everybody's just got to make their own decisions.
Well, sure,
this.
But the owners are making one decision, but then they're forcing the workers who maybe don't want to, who don't feel comfortable going back, make a decision of getting kicked off unemployment or going back to work.
It's a tough decision. I mean, yeah. I'm not saying it's easy, but if it comes down to it and those workers think that, you know, they're scared of getting the virus, then they can quit. I mean, they don't have to go back. Now, I know that's a rough decision to have to make, you know, and it might put them in a bad spot financially, but a lot of people are facing tough decisions these days.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of just where we're at, I think.
Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. One headline you didn't give me, talking TV shows, was Netflix officially says they're bringing Ozark back for season 4 and that it will be the final season. Final season. They're doing an expanded 14-episode final season, which I personally think is great news. I didn't want it to go on much longer. Let's get in. Let's get out. Let's tell a story from start to finish. Let's have an end point. Let's land the plane. You know what I mean? Shows get in trouble whenever they go on too long. You find yourself getting in trouble. Let's get in. Let's get out. Netflix announces Ozark season 4. Going to be a thing. 14-episode final season.
So they're only doing one more.
Correct. They've already had 3 seasons. They're doing one more.
With 14 episodes.
14 episodes.
Any thoughts?
Seems like a long season.
I mean, think of it. I mean, if you think of The Sopranos last season, it was 16 episodes, right? Is that right?
They did that 6A, 6B.
That's what I'm saying. Was that 16 episodes altogether, or am I wrong?
Yeah,
on that,
I mean, it was something like that, but yeah. I don't know why you don't just call it two seasons.
Nah, yeah, that's what shows. I mean, shows have done that before. Breaking Bad split theirs up in from part one and part two.
Yeah, I know, but why not just call it two seasons?
Well, I mean, in Netflix's case, they're releasing it all at the same time, so it is just one season.
Yeah.
I'd imagine there's something with the writing. I don't know.
I guess. I don't know either.
Two different stories, but winding it down. I don't know. Dustin writes in, Ramsay hunted women, literally, as well as all the stuff you mentioned. Cody is way off. Great point by Dustin. You got It's Harambe 420-69. Says,
that guy's never on my side.
Remember when Ramsay had Reek shave him? He was so mentally jarred he couldn't stab him, give
him a chance.
I love
how when my take is off, you make sure and read all the right all the replies.
Joffrey over Ramsay is a true bandwagon take. I mean, you have the option of reading.
I didn't even have the take. I was working through it.
Redneck Mallard wants to know who is playing with their mic. That would be Cody.
I had to get it off the
stand.
No,
you're swaying it around. You're holding it by the
cord. It does not make noise when I do that. I had to take it off the It was
you
probably.
You were just literally swaying it back and forth by the bottom of the mic when I asked that.
Probably.
Did anyone see that on Periscope? He was waving it back and forth, holding the bottom of it.
It probably was making a lot of noise when I was trying to get it out of the holster.
You couldn't have done that right before we came back.
Now we've got it. No,
you waited literally until I started talking to pull it out.
I didn't realize I was going to want to lean back this segment.
Fair enough.
Sometimes you don't know until you know.
So you yield off the take just to be.
I never had the take.
You pushed me into it.
I was trying to.
Pushed you into the take.
I never even have a strong. It's not like I opened the segment up and said, "Oh, Joffrey was way worse than Ramsay." That's not what I said. I was working through it. I was like, "Is Ramsay worse than Joffrey?" And you go, "Yes, yes, of course he is. Of course he's worse. How could you even say that?"
Are you sure he's worse?
I was just asking. I'm working through it.
Cody, I'm going to say something opposite, and then I'm going to back off of it and say that I never said it in the first place.
That's not what happened. I mean, if you check the tape. I was just working, like I said, I'm working through it.
If you look at the things this Iowa player is accusing of Kirk Ferentz, he has a little bit of Ramsay in him, if you read these stories. Have you read the details?
Nope, not yet.
You had the headline. Guy calls it Akram Wadley. Akram Wadley says that playing for Iowa was, quote, a living nightmare. And talked about there were just some simple, you know, racial things, such as he says that Brian Ferentz, Kirk's son, would always ask him if he planned on robbing a liquor store or gas station whenever he wore the team-issued wool cap, and was also targeted for not gaining enough weight during the season, which would then lead to him trying to binge on shakes before workouts and becoming sick, but then was told by Kirk that his meal card would be taken away and he would not be able to eat or sit with his teammates during eating sessions. He followed through on this threat. I went to use my milk card, and it was declined. I had to call my mother from New Jersey at 10 or 11 at night because I was hungry to order Domino's pizza for me. Or I would have had to have gone to a fan's house earlier at night to eat because there was no way I was going to be able to make it through the next day vomiting, being weak, and be able to make it through school and practice. Says he then asked the Iowa player of development to find him a therapist because he really needed help and no one in the football program wanted to listen to anything he had to say. Said he had one meeting with a therapist and then after that she disappeared and no one would tell him where she went or like why she wouldn't see him anymore. Basically implying that the school shut that down and that he then turned to alcohol to cope. So he was just backing up some of those accusations we've heard coming out of Iowa from Chris Doyle, from Kirk Ferentz, from his son. And I will say that this guy was good at football too. So it does seem a little – it does seem like probably the best player that has spoken out against any of these coaches outside of, you know, what went on at Oklahoma State. But when you had all the past accusations at Clemson, they were mostly walk-ons, guys who didn't play. The for the most part, the stuff alleged from Iowa – came from guys who played but maybe wasn't good. But this guy right here, ran for 1,000 yards back-to-back years, his junior and senior year with 10 touchdowns, added like 400 and 500 more yards in receiving. So, I mean, he was a 1,500 yards from scrimmage guy with over double-digit touchdowns. So, I mean, he is someone who was good at the team, which makes me think if they were treating their good players like that, I can only imagine what they were doing to the bad ones. Iowa hiding behind the ongoing investigation for refusing to give comments, saying that we have already said that the coach will not be addressing this during an ongoing investigation. We are we're paying a law firm to come in and review this.
Yeah, I was going to read that, but it's a really long post.
It just basically said, like, hey, he's not going to address any unverified accusations posted on social media. So it was basically like we're...
So what exactly is he saying the abuse is?
I would say the cutting off the money to eat and trying to make him be hungry is abuse. I would say that he is saying that them making his therapist quit seeing him is abuse.
They cut off
the verbal abuse.
And the are you going to rob the liquor store for wearing a team-issued wool cap is racial abuse.
I'm very confused about the food thing.
They turned off his meal card. You know, like you get the
well. It says he was also
eat.
Says he was also targeted along with other black players for not gaining enough weight during the season.
Right.
So, I mean, if you wanted him to gain weight, why would you cut off his meal card?
It might be like if you're not going to use it, you're not going to get to eat it type of thing. If you're not going to use it, you're going to lose the thing. If you don't want to eat here, don't eat. You never had your parents say that to you, like if you wouldn't eat their food?
Never had that problem.
Fair enough.
Always
vegetables?
Ate.
Vegetables, you never had that? My sister used
I
to get in
everything.
Trouble for that. Vegetables.
Everything on my plate, I cleared it out.
Okay.
I've always
my sister used to get in arguments with my mom about that growing up, just like, if you didn't want to eat, go into your room and no, you can't eat nothing else. Like, you have to eat what I cook type of thing. That was always the arguments at our house. It's like, I don't want chicken casserole. Well, you're not gonna eat that.
We didn't have a lot of greens either.
Fair enough.
My vegetables were like corn.
Broccoli and cheese.
Green beans, cheese. Maybe. Green beans cooked in bacon grease. Yeah. Big beans guy. Loved beans.
Sure.
Still love beans. Pinto beans, baked beans.
Not much of a bean guy myself. You got any past those first two?
Black beans. Do you like black beans?
No.
White beans?
Nope. I don't discriminate.
Thought I'd get him.
Just don't like
I'd get
of
him
them.
On that one.
White beans even a thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
They're called white northern beans or something.
Okay.
Kidney beans?
Nope. I'll eat the barbecue
ranch
beans.
Style beans.
I'll eat the barbecue beans sometimes.
Barbecue beans?
Yeah.
Like baked beans?
Yeah, but my friend, the one I really like, my friend will make and he'll have like some barbecue sauce.
What about those pork and beans? You look like a canned pork and beans guy.
I used to like beanie weenies.
Yeah.
I used to like beanie weenies. I will not lie, but I did not just eat I did not usually eat just the beanie one. I guess it would be the beanies. You had to have weenie in there for me to eat it. Needed the weenie in there for me to eat it. Sometimes my
grandma... You're not opening your mouth unless there's weenie in there,
yeah,
too.
Sometimes my grandma would just have the beanies, and I would be like, Grandma, come on. My dad will give you the extra dollar to get us the good stuff. Come on.
The good stuff.
Yeah, like, come on. It's not that much different. You can get, just throw the weenies in there for an extra, dollar for three cans, and it'll be fine. My dad will give you a dollar, Grandma, please. Vienna sausages, though, and beanie weenies, that was a popular snack at Grandma's house.
Yeah, you bet. Pop that can open, drain the juice out, stick a fork in that middle one so you can get the other ones out.
Drain the juice out? Nah, I just went with the
you
juice.
You kept the juice in the Vienna?
I poured.
How do you say it? Vienna's?
Vienna.
It's spelled like Vienna.
Yeah.
Like Vienna sausages, but nobody says that.
Yeah.
Everybody says the Vienna's, Vienna weenies.
Vienna weenies, yeah.
You ever just put them on white bread?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you ate them out of the can, right? You didn't cook them.
Usually put them on crackers, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Grandma always had saltine crackers too.
Oh yeah.
So we'd go crackers on the Vienna sausages. Usually, I would cut them up with a fork and make them little small ones, and then stick them on the cracker.
Yeah.
Flat, and then eat them. Like put like four of them on the one cracker and eat. That's usually what I did.
The way I always got, I would open the can, I'd stick the fork right in the middle one.
Of course, pull it out.
Deep enough to pull it out where it slurps right out, and then you can maneuver all the other ones. And you just stick that. I would just stick the whole thing in my mouth, the whole
winter.
You
know, it sounds kind of gross right now, but these memories are hitting me, and they're fond memories.
Yeah. Did you ever get the flavored ones, the barbecue by any means?
I feel like my Uncle Jackie would bring those in sometimes, but I didn't like those. I was like, just give me the beanie weenies if you're going to give me barbecue-flavored Vienna sausages, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I was more just a regular.
Yeah.
You didn't drain the juice? I had to drain the juice.
I drained the juice. I was just kidding.
Stuff at the bottom. Yeah, you got to drain the gelatin juice. Yeah. Whatever that was.
Were those preservatives? What were those? I don't know. I guess so.
You got to drain the juice.
That was just a joke.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you keep a little bit of it.
I just want you to think I was a savage. You know my eating habits. I can't eat something like
that. I drank the juice out of the bottom.
That sounds disgusting.
Sometimes I just throw them on white bread.
We bring in 10 cases of Vienna sausages. You have to eat all the sausages, and then we compile all the juice into
drink
one
all
cup.
That gelatin juice. That would have been much better than what I did. I would have accepted that punishment.
Anything here from Iowa? So you're acting as if you don't think these allegations are bad. You don't feel like this is a bad look for.
No, that's not what. Here you are pushing me into a corner again.
You said, "Well, where's the abuse?" That's
well,
what you said.
Well, I'm looking at the CBS story, and when I see the being targeted for not gaining enough weight, that doesn't really seem like abuse. But the other stuff about asking him if he's going to rob a liquor store or a gas station, that seems like definite verbal abuse. And then there's something else. He was ordered to complete 20 hours of community service for unknown reasons.
I didn't see that. The ESPN story, I don't think, had that one.
It says he was ordered to complete 20 hours of community service by Brian Ferentz for unknown reasons. So that seems kind of like, you know, what is that? What's the deal with that?
I don't know.
The second one had me scratching my head because you told me about his.
Oh, he's mad he went and gained weight, and then he cut. Okay, so yeah, he cut his food off. Again, I would imagine it was something if you're not going to use it here, you don't need it then.
Yeah.
Something like that, I would imagine. Or it just could just be a punishment for something that he did.
Well, I guess his experience is pretty much.
You fumble in practice, you don't get to eat today.
Yeah, that's a little extreme. Seems like his experiences echo the former accusations as well.
But like I said, this is the first time a player has been a bona fide, I don't want to call him a star on the team, but I mean, he was their bell cow. You know, 1,500 total yards and double digit touchdowns. He was a good player his junior and senior year. It's just more evidence to me that I don't think Kirk is going to make it past the year. Wes tweets in saying that Ozark Season 4 is actually going to be released two separate segments. So they are going to do the Breaking Bad, Sopranos type of thing where you're just going to break them up and release them, which that's really stupid. So that went from good news of, wow, we get to binge all of the 14 episodes and get Ozark finished to, well, no, now it's just going to be two short seasons, basically. You get halfway through it, you don't get to see what happens, you got to wait another year to see it. That's basically what that means.
I can't figure out if I like it or not.
Have you ever gone back to try to watch it?
I've made it through almost all of Season 2.
And still don't like it?
It's just it's a depressing show.
It is a depressing show.
There's just too much darkness. The sun never shines.
The sun never shines. I do feel like that's intentional.
Yeah, and that just
there's a cloud constantly over this family and this town. I do think that is intentional.
That just makes me not really like it. I don't know. But everybody tells me Season 3 is incredible, you know.
Season 3 was good. Season 3 was good.
I'll probably end up finishing it.
I like the show.
I'll probably end up watching it.
And you know me, not a huge Jason Bateman guy, but I've enjoyed the show.
Somebody told me there's a huge plot twist in Season 3, too.
I don't know what that would be. I mean, maybe. I know what they're talking about. It's not really a plot twist.
That's what somebody told me.
I'm trying to think if I would
they
consider.
They said, Cody, you got to watch Season 3. There's a huge plot twist.
A huge plot twist?
That's what they told me. Maybe they didn't know what they were talking about.
There might be a couple things that could be seen as a plot twist, but I don't think of them that way.
Well, if there's not.
I won't talk about them on the air. I mean, Season 3 was good.
If there's not a great plot twist, I don't know if I want to watch it.
I would not watch it if I was expecting a plot twist. I don't feel. Unless I'm forgetting something. I don't think of anything as a big
plot
twist.
There's not like a red wedding?
No. Which, I mean, they had that at the end of Season 1 of Ozark, kind of when they just had the big shootout on the farm. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, that was
Red Wedding-ish. I mean, I know it wasn't the same thing, but it had that same vibe.
Yeah, because all of a sudden that woman just comes up and shoots the Mexican guy.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa.
Spoiler alert.
What is she doing?
Yeah.
Where'd she come from?
I mean, Darlene, I mean, that might, I mean, she's
Darlene.
She's my favorite character.
Why don't you get us a glass of lemonade, Darlene?
Yeah, she's my favorite.
I like the guy.
The guy?
Her husband.
Okay.
Whoever. What's his name?
Darlene.
Why don't you go get us a glass of lemonade, would you? I really like that guy.
Good talk. Might be worth watching. But now I'm frustrated. Now I thought we were going to get all 14 episodes. We're just going to get two short 7-episode seasons. That's stupid.
Do we know when it's coming out?
No. I mean, maybe on the date. Maybe they have it on the video. I haven't watched the actual video. Let me see. 17 seconds.
July 2023.
I would imagine it's going to be 2021 because season 3 just came out. Season 4. Okay, let's go Ozark. What do we got here? They're doing their little thing. Their intros are kind of cool. I like the opening credits. Nope, just says 4. Only on Netflix. Doesn't have a date. I heard Jason Bateman on a podcast like a month and a half ago. Said they haven't shot anything or anything yet, so it's probably not going to be for at least another year.
Yeah.
Good talk.
It takes a while.
Trivia coming up next. Trivia next. You want to do trivia next?
Yeah.
Trivia
might as well next. Get a W.
Let's go get a W. Let's go get a W. I'm Cody. Go get a W.
Yeah, good luck.
Volunteer Vodka is a homegrown.
All right, it's Tuesday. It's time to play trivia. I am only can go up here on this win percentage.
Screens down, phones down.
Shut up. Just shut up.
Can we stop that thing this week where we have to remember the numbers? It's hurt you. It's hurt me. I feel like we've been hurt evenly.
I was going to toss this out there for y'all as an idea. But if they say the answer that like somebody already used, you can pick their number four of them.
I was going to say you just pick the hardest one.
Okay.
That's remaining.
I can do that.
There should be some type of punishment for not paying attention.
Yeah. Should there be?
You should still get a question, but I think you should try to pick the hardest one you got. And maybe from now on you have a couple of extra ones. That way we're not wasting a number on it. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. I can do that.
Some punishment ones.
Yep.
I do think you should still get a chance, but I do think there should be a punishment.
I feel like there shouldn't be a punishment. I feel like it should just be like, that one's already been chosen. Hey, if you think I'm complaining, I'm the guy who wins every week.
You are complaining.
I'm just trying to help you.
You win on tiebreakers. Tiebreakers don't even count. You won 3.
I don't know, man. You win a certain amount of weeks, and it's kind of hard to argue.
Tiebreakers. I answered more questions than you last week. It was just the whole thing.
I'm like 8-1 against you.
I don't know what it is. Kind of hard to argue. 3 of them on tiebreakers.
Let's see if you can buck the
trend. You
want
to go first or second today?
Let's see if you can.
You want to go first or second today?
What do I normally do? I think I like going first typically. Like
1 through 24, Cameron?
26.
26 this week. Okay. All right, Cam, I'll start with question number 1.
Question number 1. All right. Who voiced Dory in Finding Nemo?
Ellen DeGeneres.
That is correct.
Let's go with number 4, please.
Number 4. Jennifer Lawrence won an Academy Award for Best Actress for her performance in what 2012 movie?
Jennifer Lawrence?
Yep.
Silver Linings Playbook.
That is correct.
Let's go. I was thinking Jennifer Love Hewitt for a second. I was like, wait, what?
So we both got a couple easy ones.
You wouldn't have gotten that one.
Yes, I would. I love that movie. Her, Bradley Cooper, De Niro's
I think the Ellen one's a little bit easier.
Eagles,
but either way.
Family. Either way. I love that movie.
I think the Ellen one was a little easier, but whatever. At least we're on the board.
Number 2.
Number 2. What V-word is the term that describes a fluid's ability to resist flowing? My bad, yeah.
What
V-word is the term that describes a fluid's ability to resist flowing?
A fluid's ability to resist flowing?
Yep.
Oh, hail. Do you know this?
I think so.
It's a fluid. All right, so it's a liquid. And what stops it from flowing? It resists flowing, so it just kind of sits from not flowing because of... Is this a thing that is like...
It's a term that describes a fluid.
It starts with a V.
Is it a viaduct?
That is incorrect.
Is it viscosity?
It is viscosity.
Yeah. Yeah, too bad there's no steals.
The audience knows. The audience knows. Give me number 11, please.
Number 11. What is the only vowel that is on the top row of a standard keyboard?
Oh, my God. Really?
The only vowel.
Yep.
That is on the top
Jesus
of a keyboard.
Christ.
Top row of the keyboard. A vowel. O.
It's A.
What? No, that's not true.
Screen's down.
It's an O right here. The U and I's up there, too. What are you even talking about?
Well, I thought maybe he was going for Y, but it's not Y
no,
either.
No, it's O-I-U is up there, too.
Yeah,
and an E. You're saying the only one that's not on there?
I don't know.
Because A's, the only one that's not on there. What the hell is that?
That was too easy of a question.
No, it wasn't.
I think he meant to say which is the only one not on the top row.
Man, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah, that was like guy that worded it.
Well, that's
wrong.
What took me forever to think. Cause like, oh, like.
Still though, like that would have been such an easy question. Like that's
not as easy as viscosity.
That's kind of unfair. That's a lot of people don't even know that.
What
word.
Number was that, Cam?
I'm 11.
We agree. I'm going again.
Yeah, I'm giving you. Yeah.
Or I should just get it right because you asked what vowel's on the top letter, top row,
that
and
one's on
just go again.
I think I answered the question. He asked for a vowel on the top layer of the keyboard. I gave one. I kind of feel like
that
should be a correct answer.
I mean, that is not. I mean,
named a vowel on top of the keyboard.
If you want to take credit for it, I mean, you know.
I mean, between that and viscosity, I deserve 1 point at least.
Well, the way he asked the question, I think you would have had to have named all of them. So.
No, he just said what vowel's on the top row of the keyboard.
I think you would have had to name them all.
2-1, your go.
It's not 2-1. You got the question wrong.
I got the question right. O is on the top row of the keyboard.
That was not the question. Cam, that was not the
question.
I'm going to
give
him
credit as Trivia Master Error.
I feel like
he
should have to go to another
question.
I'm
giving him credit.
Wow. Feels good.
I mean, okay. I mean, this is just clear collusion. But
hey, what are you talking about? Answer the question right.
Cam, what was the correct answer to the question
you
asked?
Last week I got screwed on the Vietnam War.
It was A.
Last week I got screwed on the Vietnam War. People made me feel like I was a dummy. And, I mean, sure,
do you not feel like a dummy for knowing, oh, yeah, I knew the O was on the top row of the keyboard.
I mean no more so than knowing Ellen DeGeneres was Dory.
Okay, whatever.
Number 12, Cam.
Yeah, what
number 12.
Kind of
I'll go with number 12.
That?
All right.
Since he's going to cry about it.
Yeah, I am going to cry about
Fingernails it. Fingernails are made out of what substance?
Skin.
That is not correct.
Acrylic.
No, it's keratin.
See, there's a real question.
Shut up.
That's a real question.
So cried long enough to get
so
your
we're
way.
Through to you didn't answer the question.
I did answer the question.
I didn't
right.
cry. You
I did
answer
the
question
right, and I answered your question. I did answer the question right.
It doesn't matter that you answered my question.
I
could have done that to yours many.
I
weeks.
Answered two questions last round somehow and didn't end up with a point somehow.
It's one because you didn't answer the
somehow
question right.
Two questions
the correct
right
answer
last
was A,
round and didn't get no.
The correct
A
answer
is not
was
on the top row.
And what are you
going to
say?
Right
just
answer.
Because you answered my question right doesn't mean anything. I've done that to you
you're
11
just
times.
You're saying A is on the top row. A is on the top
think,
row.
I think we documented
you
it
think
the first
A's
time
the
we ever played
the
trivia
keyboard?
That we don't do steals.
I'm simply
we
just
don't
pointing
do steals.
Out for the audience. I answered two questions last round and somehow got 0 points out of it.
You know what? I could have answered some of your wrong ones many of the other weeks. But I didn't. I just moved on with my W like I always do. It's 1-1. Deal with it.
I know. You cried about it long enough. Go ahead.
I didn't cry. You didn't get the right answer.
I got two answers right.
Question 20, Cam. 20.
Question 20.
Two answers right last round. Somehow I didn't.
What female artist was famous for painting New Mexico landscapes and large flowers?
What New Mexico artist?
What female artist is famous for painting New Mexico landscapes and enlarged flowers?
I don't know any female artists. Let's go with Monet.
That is incorrect.
Was it Rosas?
Nope. Georgia O'Keeffe.
Oh. 17, please.
17. Vatina in Tina Fey is short for what?
Vatina and Tina Fey?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel, I feel like it's got to be a trick question, right? It's not Christina. What the hell else would it be? Constantina? Let's go with Constantina.
That is incorrect.
It better not be Christina. Is it Christine?
No, it's Greek. It's Stamatina.
Oh, okay. Cody over here smirking like he knew the answer.
These questions seem a lot harder. So we're through three and it's 1-1?
Yep.
What you want to call it.
Give me question 21.
21. A shuttlecock is used in what sport?
Oh, my God.
Badminton.
That is correct. Oh,
God. 25.
25. What is the material that makes up an elephant's tusk?
Ivory.
That is correct.
It's Kevlar. 24.
And this last round, right? Round 5?
Yep. For what film did Robert De Niro win his first Oscar?
De Niro's first Oscar? Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
This would be really embarrassing if you missed this. As someone who claims to be such a De Niro guy.
The first Oscar. I mean
this would be more fulfilling than you winning. I would rather you miss this than me win trivia, to be honest.
You know it? De Niro's first Oscar?
That is correct. That's the question. About to put a shot clock on you.
We got some time. You don't have to put a shot clock on you.
I'm going to go with Taxi Driver.
That is incorrect.
Damn it. Was it The Deer Hunter?
Nope.
Was it Godfather 2?
It was Godfather Part 2.
Jesus Christ. Man. I didn't think.
It's got to hurt.
Oh, my God.
Big De Niro guy over here.
Oh, my God.
Give me, I'm wearing my Titans hat. Let's do this one for McNair. Number nine. Nina.
Within 3 years in either direction.
Love these.
What year did the first Wimbledon take place?
Oh, God. Damn it.
Whoa.
Yeah, damn it.
they were spaced out.
Yeah, damn it.
They were like 3 seconds between. I feel like I know the answer to this one.
Oh, yeah, do you? Yeah,
it's off the dome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I do. Oh, God, I missed De Niro.
1881.
Very close, but that's incorrect. First one took place in 1877, so you missed it by 1 year.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Heartbreak City.
On to sudden death.
Heartbreak City.
Claimed to be a big Wimbledon guy. Don't even know what year it started.
That was a good guess, though. I mean,
I feel like if you give me one more guess, I'd have said 1880, whereas he got, what, 3 guesses on De Niro before he got it right?
I was going to say Godfather.
Oh, were you? Were you going to say that?
I was like, well, it seemed too early, and Pacino seemed...
Yeah, I'm sure you were going to say it.
Pacino was really better.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. Okay, so sudden death, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, one more round.
How are we doing this?
We do one more round, and then okay. Go tie right.
14.
14. What are the 5 colors of the Olympic rings?
Five colors of the Olympic rings.
Yep.
You know that
one? Yeah, I know that one.
Boy, I don't know if I do. Okay. Let's think about this. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I do know it.
You want to pass?
No, not going to pass. Boy, red, yellow, blue.
Please continue.
Red, yellow, blue. And green. And purple.
That is incorrect.
Damn it.
It's a blue, yellow, red, green, and black.
Oh, I was gonna say, I knew black was in there. I thought white was too instead of blue.
Oh,
jeez. I thought it was red, yellow, green, black.
Oh, it was a color off. Oh, I'm giving it to you.
I should have already. Just want to point out to the audience, I should have already won because I got my round question.
Quit
my round two
excuses and just
it's not
get,
an excuse. I got my round two question right.
Just get
it's not an excuse.
No, you didn't.
The question was what?
The correct what? Answer was A. He asked it wrong.
The A is not on the top row.
If you look at his correct answer, it says A. He asked it wrong, but that's on him.
Yeah, that was a trivia.
So yeah,
just get this one right and you win.
Shut
okay,
up.
I'm handing
up.
It to you.
Shut up.
See how good you
just
are under
shut
pressure.
Up. 18.
18. In 2016, a Pizza Hut delivered to the top of what mountain to set the record for the highest elevation pizza delivery?
That's so stupid.
It was only 4 years ago.
Shut up. LeConte.
That's incorrect.
Fuji?
It was Mount Kilimanjaro.
Ooh.
Let's go do this stupid tiebreaker.
All righty. This is the one where we get to write it
Shut
down.
Up.
I always win on these.
I know. I cannot
You're
win
so
these.
You're so bad at these.
I know. another trivia round that I'm completely screwed. He doesn't know anything about De Niro.
You're going to botch it.
Shut up.
See if you can botch it.
Just continue to find a way to win without getting the least amount of questions right each week. You find a way to keep winning.
I win.
It's better not be a stupid mountain question again.
I hope it is.
It's not mountain.
Somehow we hit his only wheelhouse last week about Mount Everest's height.
I nailed it.
I know.
This one's about the human body.
Oh, again?
Oh, I'm
pints
not,
of blood,
oh boy.
Pints of blood, pints of blood.
The human kidney filters
Which was,
approximately.
How many teeth you have in your head? You missed that one.
The human kidney filters so approximately Could how many quarts
sports,
of blood
it's a sports
every
show.
Day?
It's a sports show. Can you not put a sports question as this last one?
The kidney filters how many New pints of blood a day?
Quarts of blood.
How many quarts of blood?
Yep.
Per day.
Yep.
What a stupid question that is.
I didn't
is.
Even know the kidney filtered blood.
What a maybe the answer is zero. Maybe go with zero.
Yeah.
What a stupid question that is. And I'm going to have another just embarrassing guess one way or the other. It's going to be way too low or way too high. It's so stupid. All because Cam doesn't know how to read his own questions. You don't think I would have gotten A? I know the first letter is A. A-S-D-F. I know that.
I know you would have gotten
I know. And somehow I get screwed because the kid can't read over there.
Well, you know.
Shut
that's
up.
Part of the game.
Shut up.
It's part of the game. You might get this
Shut
one.
Up. I'm not even going to take any pleasure in it. All I know is you missed De Niro. This guy claims to be a De Niro guy. I don't.
What if we guess the same thing?
I have no clue of where. I have no reference point on this. I have no idea where to start. I don't have a clue.
All right. So, John has put 21 quarts. Cody has put 6 quarts. The correct answer is
2.
150 quarts.
Yes!
Oh.
Finally!
A day?
Yeah.
Jeez. Finally!
That seems like a lot.
Justice! Justice has been served.
Congratulations.
Shut up.
Congratulations.
Hour 2 in the books, hour 3 on deck. Got some breaking news coming out of the SEC. Cameron, please hit the horn. We got a new home and home scheduled. Ole Miss. Who do you want to see Ole Miss play, Cam?
I'd like to see them play like a Texas.
Ole Miss and Texas?
Again.
Okay, Cody, who would you like to see Ole Miss play?
Oh, USC, actually. I would
USC?
Like to change my answer to USC.
I think they already signed a home and home, didn't they?
Did they?
I believe they did.
I'm about to say with
like
Kiffin being there.
I want to say it was like 7 years in advance, and everyone's like, there's no way old Kiffin's still going to be there in like 7 years. Cody, do you have a team you want to see Ole Miss play?
I'd like to see Ole Miss play
home and home.
Memphis.
Don't they already do that?
Sometimes.
Well, can I interest you in a
Wake
team
Forest.
From east of the Mississippi?
Mm-hmm. Wake Forest.
Wake Forest? No.
Syracuse.
No.
Virginia Florida Tech. Atlantic.
Charlotte.
Ah, yeah.
Charlotte. Charlotte.
Big Great. Time.
I mean, it is weird that Ole Miss would go to Charlotte, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Was that even worth uttering?
No, no, it wasn't. But I was just setting that up because there is more SEC news as well that the SEC Media Days will no longer take place as planned on July 13th through 16th. It was supposed to just be a digital SEC Media Days. And this has me a little worried because Greg Sankey has been on record, Cody, saying that he wants Media Days to take place in the immediate build-up to the season. So pushing this back could and maybe should worry some people that the season might be getting altered a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that could be a situation that's going to happen. You know, it's hard to say for sure. I don't know. I don't. RIP Trey Wallace, for one. I know Trey was really looking forward to Media Days.
Well, I mean, they had already canceled the in-person stuff. They had already changed that about a month ago, saying right. It would be digital. But now they're just saying not gonna happen.
Well, why are they not going
to
do the digital?
I don't know. Like I said, the only thing to really point to right now, Cody, is that Sankey says he wants it to be in the build-up to the season and that maybe the season's got question marks now. I don't understand why else you wouldn't have it, right? If it was digital only, like what's the harm of still doing that now and having the coaches check in, the players check in and ask your questions and do all that? Like what is the what's the problem there?
Yeah, I mean, what's the difference if it's right before the season or not?
To me, the only thing is that it makes me think that maybe this season could be altered a little bit.
Keep
in mind that those schools had said, that conferences had said they are pushing back their conference or open to the idea of pushing back their conference championship games to allow games to be made up that first week of December.
They never do it right before the season anyway.
Well, no, but it's basically right before you start practice, though, ain't it?
Yeah.
So, I mean
they usually do it that mid to third week of July, somewhere right in there.
And then you come back, and then basically you report to camp, right? Is that not usually how it kind of goes?
Yeah. So I guess it's right before the season. I guess right before practice starts.
Right. So, I mean, maybe practice is not starting.
Yeah, maybe not.
Same time.
Maybe not.
And maybe that means nothing. Maybe they're just like, hey, we'll do it later. Or, hey, maybe we won't do it at all. It's not that important in the grand scheme of things. Like, do we really need SEC Media Days?
No.
Does the SEC need Media Days to sell any storylines?
Not really.
Not really, right?
Not really.
I don't know what storylines could come out of a digital teleconference anyways.
I think it would have gotten a lot more fun this year. Like we could have gotten some good quotes out of there probably.
I don't think you would have. I think you got even
Kiffin,
less.
Kiffin and Leach.
Okay, well, okay. If you look at it from that way, I thought you meant just from the digital virtual reality.
Yeah,
it,
I just mean the coaches.
The coaches, like, okay.
It would have been a better Media Days than it has been. You know, it's been boring lately.
Honestly,
you know?
Honestly, is there anything to the idea that maybe they don't want to have it because they don't want coaches being peppered about Black Lives Matter stuff and they don't want anybody slipping up and saying the wrong thing and they're using this as a convenient excuse to be like, hey, let's just not do this right now because...
Could be. I could see Mike Leach saying the wrong thing.
I mean, you could see any of the coaches saying the wrong thing if asked the wrong question or maybe not saying something that they would want to say or just wording it wrong or not having a proper answer. Yeah, like somebody could give a bad answer and speak their mind. And when I say bad answer, I would just mean in the court of public opinion or inside their locker room.
Mike Leach, do you believe that Black Lives Matter? Well, yeah, they do. But you got to think about all the other things that matter out there, too. You know, squirrels matter. Squirrels matter. I used to have a relationship with a squirrel when I lived in Washington. He was a good friend of mine. I used to chase him through the neighborhood, and we became really good. Okay, thank you, Mr. Leach.
No, I mean, I mean, that...
That's enough, Mr. Leach.
Part of me wonders, though, if that is, you know, a part of the reason.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
What do you think? More likely that just because the COVID and maybe we're delaying. What do you think is more likely, that we're delaying the season? That this is an indicator that we're delaying the season, or that it is a let's just not put these coaches and players out and having media pepper them with questions right now?
I'd say the former is more likely.
Okay.
The first thing you said.
I understand what the saying means.
do you?
Yeah, yeah. I won trivia this week. For a week, I have the elite brain on here. Yeah.
Most people usually just say the latter, though. They hardly ever.
Very rarely do people say the former. You are correct.
Rarely refer to the former.
Yeah.
Something interesting, I guess, about saying the latter.
I think
what would be really confusing is if I asked you a question and I said, I need you to get up on the roof. I can either bring you a ladder or I'll bring you a set of steps. And you answered the ladder. I would never know what you were talking about, you know? Excuse me, are you saying ladder or latter? Wouldn't that be confusing? You didn't even hear what I said. You're not paying attention.
I mean, I was doing something for the show, but I was...
What are you doing?
Between the... I was sending out a tweet with the link. The talking point I was talking about now.
They know we're on.
Okay, fair enough. You want to run back to that ladder scenario?
It was better the first time, really.
It didn't sound good the first time.
If I say it again.
Cam, would you consider that to be good the first time?
I just don't think that's a situation that I'd ever be in.
I'm just saying, I need you to get up on the roof. I got a set of steps and I have a ladder. But if I say, would you rather have a ladder or the set of steps? And you say, the ladder. I don't know if you mean that you want the ladder to climb on or if you mean the ladder option. You've ruined it.
I don't think it was good in the first place.
It wasn't really supposed to be good. It was supposed to be one of those things that was just like, okay, where you just do your okay, you know. But now the whole thing's just ruined.
I'm sorry.
Please continue with your tweet.
Don't be mad at me because your joke didn't land. You don't have to take this out on me. I am not the enemy here, okay?
It wasn't supposed to be some groundbreaking joke, okay?
I am not the enemy.
It was just
here.
A little thing I was going to say that you were supposed to react to it like never mind.
Let's discuss it. Bigger deal of this segment, the Ole Miss Charlotte announcement or the SEC delaying media days.
This has been the worst segment ever. It's been an awful segment. We've had worse. We've not delivered in this segment.
Do you have a mouse in your pocket over there?
I'm talking about you and
I've done a pretty good job.
You started it with breaking news about an Ole Miss Charlotte series.
I
okay.
thought it was funny because we got you okay. guys talking about, I'd like to see him play USC. I'd like to see him play, who'd you say?
You said Memphis.
You said Memphis, who they right. usually play anyways. And I was like, no, Charlotte, ha, ha, ha. And then we talked about how they're scheduling group fives and how you know, that seems to kind of be a trend that other schools are doing. And
let's see what this super important tweet
was. It wasn't that
yet.
Important. I said it was just
part
the talking
point. Part of me wonders
point.
If this is because the season could get delayed.
Exactly
Another part I mean. Of me wonders if they don't want the players or coaches to say something controversial about the social equality movement.
That's exactly what I
hashtag
said I was tweeting.
Black Lives Matter.
I didn't put a hashtag,
hashtag
on there.
Don't forget. Hashtag remember 9/11.
Is hashtag don't forget something? Is that a
never forget. Hashtag okay. never forget.
I didn't know if there was a new one about things.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
You're really taking that ladder joke not hitting to heart, huh?
It wasn't supposed to be a good, like, it was just a little thing I was going to say, and you were going to react, but you weren't even paying attention.
So is it a big deal at all that they're moving this back? Probably not right now. I mean, are you worried at all? Is it?
They don't want the questions for, like, people asking when the season's going to start and the Black Lives Matter stuff. I think it's just the combination
just
of all that. They're just like, it's probably for the best. While we're still trying to figure stuff out, that we wait.
Not really. And there's no point in us coming to the mic and telling you that, hey, we don't know. And we know that's where you're not really going to ask about our depth chart.
Exactly.
You're not really going to ask about our two deep when we got all this other stuff going on. That's probably the right answer there, Cam. Yeah. It's just a combination of we don't have any answers on the one matter, and we don't necessarily want to talk right now about – we don't want our coaches or anybody else talking right now about the other matter.
Yeah.
That's probably it. That's probably much more likely than them just saying we're getting ready to delay the season.
Yeah, because I'm assuming they're still trying to, you know, do the season on time.
Okay.
So they're just kind of just like, there's nothing to really gain out of doing this, so we can only hurt ourselves, so let's pull this back.
Okay. Ole Miss, after adding Charlotte, here's a couple of their games coming up. Next year they have Liberty coming to town. Hugh Freeze.
Hugh Freeze coming up.
2023, they go at Tulane for some reason.
Oh.
2026, they go at Charlotte. And 2029, they go at South Alabama. So, like,
scheduling.
What the hell are they doing over there with these schedules?
Well, they're trying to schedule competitive games.
Kiffin's trying to get these wins on
teams that are on their level.
I mean, if you play those games on the road early in the year, you can use it as a good test, I think. I do think there is some benefit to going to Charlotte if you're going week two to do it before, like, you get into SEC play, right? But if it's, like, a late-season road game, that's really, really stupid. But if you're doing it in the preseason, kind of as your bought win or whatever, but you're going and you're paying them less money to come in because you're giving them a home game, you might not be having to pay them much of anything to come in. You can test your team on the road before you get there to play conference games. I don't think it'd be that stupid there, but, yeah, just really weird. You don't see too many schools do this. Let's go to break so Cody can try to put together his broken heart. Let's talk sports. It's Fan Run Radio. Are you ready for a Are you familiar with what happened on the Slice podcast?
Did somebody get cut up? Boy, I'm killing it these last few minutes.
No, that's not what happened. You had Trey Smith, you had Josh Palmer talking. Trey Smith told a pretty sad story about, his first encounter with racism.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was, the players part of the podcast would probably be worth the listen. You know, they're doing a good job of giving the players a platform and helping them build a personal brand that I do think will help ultimately when it comes to letting these guys make some money when they can sell their likeness. But, you know, Trey Smith talked about his first battle with racism, talked about being a 4-year-old kid, being at Walmart and seeing a friend from preschool, a little white girl, and says he went up to say hi to her and was met by her. It was either her dad or grandfather with the N-word. And how he Jesus had to go Christ. Back to his dad and ask what that meant.
At 4 years old.
And said that that girl no longer talked to him at school and they were no longer friends. He said that was his first real battle with racism in Jackson, Tennessee.
Yeah, I was going to ask where did he grow up. But not that it doesn't happen everywhere.
Yeah, but Jackson, Tennessee, over there in West Tennessee.
I was trying to think of where he was from.
A lot of people that live in West Tennessee say Jackson is pretty segregated and pretty.
Is it?
That's what people say.
I family in Jackson.
Do you?
Yeah. Is it segregated?
Yeah, you can tell the different parts of town for sure, I'd say.
I mean, redlining has a lot of cities segregated anyways kind of thing with that. But
what is redlining?
Is it redlining? Redlining is like for the voting, right? No, that's gerrymandering. What is redlining?
No, gerrymandering is when you're having an argument and you try to use something that doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Redlining is when it comes to the neighborhoods, like when you judge people on the neighborhoods for like credit scores and stuff. Like when
they go to the bank to get a loan and you see where they're from,
and your neighborhood's not deemed good enough, type of thing.
Hmm.
Or like you can't get like house insurance and stuff.
Like that.
That
seems like classism.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what it is, but. Gerrymandering is the voting stuff that we always – that's what the joke is during this or that. Like, gerrymandering isn't really what we do. Gerrymandering is when –
Yeah, it's just when you're having an argument.
When you're in control of the election and you can
– Not in control of the argument, basically.
How you want and so you rope try off to, certain neighborhoods.
You try to pick one thing to argue about that really doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying we don't use it properly. That's kind of the joke of it. And this
sounds to me like you're gerrymandering right now.
Maybe a little bit. But Trey Smith opened up about that. And – Josh Palmer had a pretty big quote coming out of it, too, that has upset some people. Have you seen his quote?
I have not seen it, no. He's probably our best receiver right now, right?
And I've told you our wide receivers are going to be better this year than they were last year.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I'm telling you they are.
You've said it.
I'm telling you they are, and I don't want to, like...
I hope you're right. I mean,
that'd
be great.
I don't want to, like, beat my chest early. I don't want to beat my chest early.
Beat it off.
No, I'm not going to beat my chest off. But the initial reports from the...
I'm going to beat off. All My Demons. You ever watch Walk Hard, Dewey Cox story?
No, not really my humor.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Mr. Elitist.
No, I'm just saying John C. Reilly isn't really for me.
It's
all the time.
It's
I mean,
one of those. It's almost like it's like a cult classic. I mean,
it's just not, like a parody movie. It's not really.
It's,
uh,
It's not supposed
liked,
to be some.
I
great
liked Scary
humorous.
Movie when I was a kid. Like yeah, I enjoyed Scary Movie, but like I,
you can enjoy things without having to.
I'm just saying know. I've never watched it. I'm not saying I watched it and didn't enjoy it. I just said it's not really my thing. I haven't watched it. I've seen it. I've seen it on my Netflix recently. I was like, I don't want to watch this.
And my dreams, you're blowing me some kisses. It's got some great songs in there.
Sounds like it. Josh Palmer, who I think is going to be our best receiver and who I said I think is going to lead this receiving corps to be better than they were last year, which, by the way, like I was talking about beating on my chest, the initial reports from whenever they actually were able to do some team activities was that these freshman receivers have been really impressive, the guys that Tennessee has brought in, so it made me feel better about my prediction. But Josh Palmer, the leader of the receiving corps, said, at this point, any Tennessee fans out there, if you guys don't support us as human beings, don't come to the games. Because I'd rather have nobody in the stands than a bunch of fakes who pretend to like us because we entertain them. To which Trey Smith said, I second that 100%. And that's led to some people being
upset.
That made
people mad.
That made people mad on the internet. It's a little bit of like a hit dog hollers type of thing. Of well, yeah. You know, like, they shouldn't say this. The fans
basically
care about them.
And, yourself.
And then you're just like, yeah, like if you're one of the fans who care about the people as human beings and care about their emotions and you know, quality and all that, then you shouldn't have to argue the fact. Just, yeah. I read it. I said, okay, cool. And I kept it moving. Like, I feel like I am not the people they're talking about. So I didn't need to defend against it. I was like, yeah. Cool. But if you're someone who was mad, like basically what they're saying is if you're someone who's mad about, you know, Coach Pruitt going on the Black Lives Matter protest, and we're upset about that, and tweeting bad things, and we're mad about that. Then they feel like that you don't support them as human beings, and they would say they would rather you not go to games.
I think that's a fair take.
I mean, it's kind of wild that players are pretty emboldened across the country, though. Yeah. I mean, they have found a voice, and not only have they found a voice, the universities have given them a microphone. Literally, like Tennessee has given these guys a microphone and said, go speak your truth. And, you know, that was something that was said. And, you know, I'm imagining there are 2, 3, 4, 5 guys on like a UT media team that has to like be in there listening while recording and maybe listen to it and proof it before it goes out. And they all said, cool, sounds good, and put it out there. And, you know, it's a statement that shouldn't be controversial of like, hey, if you don't respect us as humans and support, you know, equality for us, then don't come to the games. We don't want you. You would think that would not be a controversial statement, but it did lead to some basically the same type of arguments of that comes from Black Lives Matter versus All Lives Matter and shut up and dribble, entertain, you have it made, you're an athlete at Tennessee, you don't know what hardship is, blah, blah, blah.
Jeez.
But I do give Tennessee credit for giving these guys a microphone and letting them speak the truth. And you know, you have Josh Palmer and Trey Smith, who I think are going to be two of your team leaders.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, the fans are going to be there no matter what.
There's a lot of comments coming back of like, fine, I won't spend another dollar.
Yeah, you might have some people that feel that way and that don't, but at the end of the day, stadium's going to be full.
Mm-hmm.
You know, other people will come.
I did the thing that I give you grief for.
What?
For making it a country voice when saying, I'm not going to spend any more dollars, and that was unfair, so I should just use a regular voice. So I just wanted to acknowledge that. Growth.
It's just an impression. It's,
I know.
It's,
I'm just saying I was just on to you about
it's not necessarily
yesterday or
a
couple days ago, and I was just acknowledging that I realized that I had done it and I had called you about it. Self-awareness is key here.
It's really not a big deal.
Snap your fingers.
It's
growth.
It's really not a big
deal. Snap your fingers for growth.
I'm not a good snapper.
You aren't a good snapper. What is wrong with you?
I mean, I can do it.
Oh.
But I don't like doing it. I've never liked the snapping motion.
Are you snapping multiple fingers, Cam?
No.
Just the middle. Okay, I can only do the ring finger.
I can do
You know, it kind of sounds like the mic.
Not the ring finger. I mean the middle finger.
Oh.
What was that? What is wrong with you? Any thoughts? I mean, where's Tennessee going to draw the line? Like, I do wonder, like, is this Slice podcast going to continue during the season? Because I do think that giving a microphone after a loss would be a pretty tough scenario. Like, are they going to do that? Is this like an off-season type of thing? Where's the line going to be drawn? Do we know that? Has anyone made that plan public? Is it just an off-season program?
I feel like it would just be an off-season thing.
That would be my guess as well.
I guess you're probably right. Although, like I do think they could do big numbers in terms of, like, you know, getting players together after practice to kind of go through, you know, not any X's and O's stuff, but to continue with a behind-the-scenes look. I mean, if they're looking at building brands and looking at giving fans access, that could be something they do. But I would say that UT would want to be in control of putting, like, video packages together and stuff like that versus actually letting the players host a show. Anything to add there?
No, not really. I mean, I just...
Do you want to sing more songs from...
I just hope that they...
Dewey Cox?
They work it out. Huh?
Do you want to sing more songs from Dewey Cox?
No. I don't want no part of that, Dewey. I don't want no part of that. Never once did you pay for drugs. Never once.
Was that the part where they were making fun of Ray?
No. That's what they say at the end when he gets...
Wasn't the drug use there making fun of the movie Ray? Or was it, I guess it could be Walk the Line as well?
Oh, it might have been. I don't know. They kind of made fun of they spoofed a few different...
That's what I'm saying. Just
a lot of it was Walk the Line.
Okay.
You know. Walk hard.
Yeah, I mean, I got that by the...
Hard.
For some reason, I thought... Was there a blonde guy in the movie or no? I thought there might have been a spoof the movie Ray as well.
I watched it the other day. Brandon had never seen it, so I wanted to show it to him.
Bonding experience?
Yeah.
Did he like it?
He laughed at parts.
He didn't really like it either.
Yeah, he liked it. It's like one. It's one
that
of those
would be
movies.
A movie that would be a movie I'd be scared to show somebody. It doesn't feel like it's one that's... I don't like showing people movies anyway, especially when I'm going to watch it with them, because I'm just constantly watching them. Like, are you going to laugh at that part? You didn't appreciate that? Yeah. Like, you don't find this funny? What's wrong with you?
Well, it's one of those where you just go in with the approach that you know it's a stupid movie. Like, you're not really supposed to... Take it serious, you know. It's just,
I know, but that seems scary to show somebody, right? To show somebody
not
that
really.
Type of movie.
It's just kind of a lighthearted, kind of a wrong kid dad, you know. It's just, that's what his dad keeps saying. Because like in the Johnny Cash movie, you know, in the Walk the Line, because Johnny Cash's brother died when he was young. And that always messed up Johnny Cash, and he had a weird relationship with his dad because of it. So they spoofed that.
Was that a part
hard.
Of that?
Yeah. So in Walk
I remember
Hard,
that from Ray. Like, Ray Charles' brother drowns in the tub.
Did it happen to Johnny Cash, too? I'm pretty sure it happened to Johnny Cash.
I don't remember that from Walk the Line, but I really don't remember much from, like, the child. You sure?
I'm almost positive Johnny Cash's brother died when he was a kid.
Okay.
He was at, like, a...
him and the dad do have
beef.
He
got caught up in a saw or something.
Okay.
I can't remember.
You
but
might be right.
They said something like wrong kid dad is what he would always. But then in Walk Hard, they spoofed it to where his dad, like every time he saw Dewey, he'd just walk up to him and wrong kid dad. Like he'd just say it to him over and over.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure that was a real thing with Johnny Cash.
Yeah, I mean, you might be right. When I think of Walk the Line, I just kind of think of. No, you're right. There is that part. He's got blood all over him. He bleeds out, right, from the saw.
And Walk the Line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it happens to Ray Charles, too.
Pretty maybe rough way to go out.
Maybe it was just all spoofing Walk the Line, and I just thought there were similarities there with Ray. Let's move on.
There might be. There's probably some Ray stuff, too.
Let's just go to Last Call. Yeah. I mean, he had a brother die, too. He fell in the tub.
I mean, those are kind of similar movies, Ray and Walk the Line.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's the thing. I mean, that's what kind of the conversation I was talking about, boxing movies. It's easy to make those type of movies. I would imagine most musicians have a similar upbringing, at least from that time. It's like all fighters you can just make poor. Trying to fight their way out. I mean, because like all boxers, I mean, like there aren't many rich people getting into boxing. You know what I mean? Boxing's always just kind of been a way out of wherever you're from, like to get opportunities. So those movies are great. And just, hey, here's this guy who's it's either a troubled teen who's got some aggression or just somebody fighting to make money. It's kind of the same way with these magician movies, it seems. Let's do Last Call.
All right. Sounds good.
See ya.